This is the Brian Lehrer Show. I'm Andrea Bernstein. With all these arguments about whether or not we're officially in a recession, let's hear what you think. What are your indications for a financial crisis? We want you to call in at 646-778-3729 or 646-SPUD-RAY and finish this sentence. You know you're in a financial crunch when? Let us know your observations and how your behavior has changed in the current economic environment. Do you now read all your newspapers online, brew your own iced coffee, bring your lunch to work? Do you split an entree instead of having a whole meal to yourself when you eat out? Do you watch Hulu.com instead of cable? Are you planning a staycation instead of a vacation? We started this conversation on our website. Go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer, our number again, 646-778-3729. And when you call, just finish this sentence. You know you're in a financial crunch when you work longer hours at work to make yourself indispensable. Also wondering out there, doesn't quite finish the sentence, but you know you're in a financial crunch when you work on Wall Street and are willing to pay more taxes so the state doesn't go under. 646-778-3729, 646-SPUD-RAY. Comment on our website by going to WNYC.org and clicking on the Brian Lehrer Show. Let's take some calls now. Let's go to Ben from Manhattan. Hi, Ben.
Hello.
So, you know you're in a financial crunch when?
You start cooking at home, despite being a New Yorker.
And have you done that?
Well, my wife and I cook a little bit more than the average New Yorker, but I'll tell you, we have a big box of takeout menus that we love to pour through when we're feeling lazy, and we do that a little bit less frequently now.
Do you have it figured out, like we're going to order one or two times less a week? We're going to cook more?
Well, you know, it's easy to say, I don't feel like cooking, but...
So easy.
Well, you know what? We just left the city. We were in Texas for a little bit, and we loved going out to dinner because no matter how good a place, it costs about 50% less what we're used to paying here. So all of a sudden, that sticker shock may send us back into being cooks more frequently.
So when you cook at home, what do you cook?
Honey, what do we cook when we cook at home? she's a head chef. I'm the sous chef.
Do you remember what you eat?
Chicken and fish, pasta, that kind of thing.
All right. Thank you very much,
Ben
from Manhattan, for giving us a call. The number is 646-778-3729, 646-SPUD-RAY. You can also comment on our website. Finish this sentence. You know you're in a financial crunch when? Mike from Bridgewater, hi. Tell us when you know you're in a financial crunch.
Well, I'm a teacher, and I do a lot of tutoring and SAT for SAT preparation. And I usually work all summer doing private tutoring, and this summer, zero, nothing.
So people are not hiring you?
They're not hiring. It's extra money out of their pocket, and I guess they're making do with test prep books, and they're not hiring expensive tutors.
So what do you think that people are planning to do? Are they taking books out of the library? Are they reading online programs? Do you have any sense from your former clients what they're doing to get their kids ready for a college test?
Well, I think they're putting off spending money, and they're expecting their children to do a lot of work themselves to save money. I know I'm using the library myself all the time.
Do you now, because you're not getting so much income, have you had to make any change your summer plans at all?
Yes, I'll be vacationing with the in-laws this year, which I don't normally do.
And where is that?
Oh, in Maine. In Maine.
Oh, in Maine. Okay. So at least it's not New Jersey.
Yes.
All right. Not that New Jersey's not a great vacation place. It is. Jersey Shore, best waves ever. Thank you very much to Mike from Bridgewater. 646-778-3729 is the phone number, 646-SPUD-RAY. This is Andrea Bernstein in for Brian Lehrer. By the way, I read in the New York Post today that Valerie Perrine, the actor, is not taking a vacation this year. She's taking a staycation. A little hard for me to buy that, but so she says. 646-778, Spud Ray. Couple comments on our website. You know things are tough when you can't take a vacation, and even a staycation is too expensive. We did a segment a couple of weeks ago on staycations, and we found out that people were going out to eat and do all kinds of things, but staying in Manhattan. Another one, comment from our website. You know you're in a financial crunch when you can't take calls on this if you want. Bit mysterious. Catherine from Manhattan. Hi, you're on the Brian Lehrer Show on WNYC.
Hi, how are you? I'm living on disability payments, and my goddaughter's living with me. And we have to juggle bills, you know, 1 month and then another month maybe, and then 2 months off. And food has become my luxury item.
So are you in a more of a financial crunch now?
Yes.
And why is that if you're on a fixed income?
Food and rent rises.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And electricity.
Right. So everything else is going up.
Yes.
So, all right. Thanks very much to Catherine from Manhattan. Let's go to Matar from Manhattan. Matar?
Yes. Hi.
How are you?
Great.
And how do you know you're in a financial crunch?
I'm a yellow cab driver, and people are using more credit cards, and also we're getting less customers, so you could tell them something is going on.
You're getting less customers. Now, one of the things that we've heard so much about is that there's so many European and Japanese tourists in New York because the dollar is so low. You're not seeing any effects of that?
No, no, not at all, because the New Yorkers are the one taking the cabs, not the tourists. They really, we don't feel it at all.
Interesting. And so what are you doing?
Well, what we do is drive around working hard as like ever before to make it.
Are you working longer hours?
Not long hours, because the shifts are 12-hour shifts, but, you know, it's hard to make it with the gas prices going up also.
Thanks very much, Matar. Here's something from WNYC.org. You know you're in a financial crunch when you are putting more into your 401k than your current balance shows. Take another call. Jimmy from Bayside. Hi, you're on WNYC.
Hello. I think that you know when you're in a crunch, when you have to make your own coffee and you can't afford to buy it, like at the deli or Starbucks.
Well, the deli or Starbucks is a bit different, right?
Yeah, but in Manhattan, a cup of coffee is $1.50, even in the deli. But if you buy it in a bodega, it's only 50 cents. But it still, you know, it adds up because I like to drink coffee.
So you're making it at home?
Yeah.
And what do you do when you go out? Do you carry it in a thermos?
You mean when I go out?
Yeah, like if you're out and about and you want a cup of coffee, are you carrying it in a thermos with you?
No, I just bite the bullet. I just drink it in the morning in my house.
All right. Thanks very much to Jimmy from Bayside. Let's go to Carla from West Milford. Hi, Carla. You're on WNYC.
Oh, good morning. Well, I've cut back on my favorite thing, which is going into the city to see a show, even with discount tickets, which I get through Plum Benefits. The gas and the toll, it just kind of makes me say, you know, hang out at my lake, Pinecliff Lake, and read a book.
Read any good books?
I just read Running with Scissors and Child 44 were the ones this past week.
Now, are you getting them from the library, or are you going out and buying them still?
I never buy books, generally. I always frequent my library. It's my favorite place in the town. Best use of my tax dollars.
Thanks very much, Carla, for your call.
Have a good day.
One last comment. You really know you're in a financial crunch when it's the middle of April, and although you're a family of four, you stupidly set aside your payroll deductions at four, and now you owe the IRS $12,000, and you have to scramble to find the funds to write the IRS check, cash advance on a credit card that's never used, and still feed and clothe your growing preschoolers, pay the rent, utilities, other credit cards, and all the other obligations, nursery school, nanny, etc. Thanks to everyone who called in and wrote in. This is the Brian Lehrer Show. I'm Andrea Bernstein. When we come back, all that sunscreen you're using this summer, good idea, right? Maybe.